Are you a rural farming woman, wife or mother, struggling to find peace in your busy life? Do you find yourself trying to squeeze joy out of your daily routine, manage stress that seems never ending, and somehow reconnect with your passions in the midst of it all? Do you love your rural life, yet often feel overwhelmed by the challenges it brings? Welcome to Cultivate Contentment, the podcast designed just for you. I'm Jessica Knight, a fellow rural woman, wife and mother, and I get it. I've been there. Right there in the trenches, juggling the demands of farm life, motherhood, and carving out moments to take care of myself. Come along with me and my guests as we explore balancing farm life with personal needs on a realistic level. Practical ways to sprinkle a little joy and peace into your daily routine, nurturing relationships without losing your sense of self, and how to keep stress at bay and prevent burnout, all while staying focused on what we really want, feeling content and settled in our lives. So whether you're savouring a cup of coffee before the morning chaos begins, stealing a moment of quiet on your drive to town, or popping in your earbuds while wrestling with laundry and dishes, I invite you to join me. Let's laugh, learn, and cultivate contentment together. Hey everyone, it feels so good to be back. Welcome to another episode of Cultivate Contentment. I'm your host, Jess, and wow, these past few months have been a whirlwind. If you're tuning in today, you've probably noticed I've been on a bit of a break. And I'm so grateful for each of you who've reached out, patiently waited for new episodes and stayed connected. Life has thrown a lot my way and I wanted to take this opportunity to fill you in on where I've been, what I've learned, and how I'm easing back into life after a break that was honestly much needed but unplanned. We'll talk about finding rest, resetting unrealistic expectations, and building momentum again after a pause. So let's dive in. So let's start with a little update on life. It's been a busy few months here, and I want to share some of the highlights and challenges with you all. School holidays. I think my last episode went out just before we started on school holidays. For reference, my kids start holidays at the first week of December and go through till the end of January. It's a long break. The school holidays for us were full of activity. We took the kids on a few trips to Melbourne where we visited the aquarium. My youngest will go to the aquarium over and over. There is no limit to the amount of times that he would like to go there. I think also it's to do with the fact that he gets to pick a new stuffed toy every time we go as his little memento. But they thought it was great. The aquarium in Melbourne is fantastic for anyone that hasn't been. The tunnel that you go through and then there's this really big room that's just all glass and you're completely surrounded in water. And yeah, it's really great. And they also have some really great experiences and things where you can go, you know, diving in the tanks and everything as well. So check it out if you haven't. We also enjoyed some cricket action, went to a couple of Big Bash games. My oldest two are Melbourne Stars fans. My youngest has no interest in cricket, so he usually just takes his screen along, plays some Minecraft, does that sort of thing. But he does like the fireworks, like, you know, when someone hits a six, I think. I still don't really know all the rules of cricket. There's just way too many of them, folks. This game is just way too complicated. But anyway, they have like, you know, jet flamey things when someone hits a six and he finds that part really fun. Melbourne Stars fans, Glenn Maxwell is the big player and we got to see him bat really well. He got a high score. He took some really great catches right in front of us. Really made those little sport fanboys very happy. So it was a great time for us as a family, connect, make some memories. But it's also, you know, a bittersweet feeling that another summer's gone by and how many do you get with them? Christmas this year was extra special. We had some family visiting from out of town on my side and my husband's side. So that was really good. It was wonderful, chaotic. There's a lot of children in, you know, a small space, but there's just something, I don't know, magical about Christmas on the farm, especially when you get to share it with family that don't come from agriculture, some from the city, And to them, it's just this whole exciting new world, and it makes you, I don't know, appreciate what we've got and what we get to do each day a little bit more. So over the summer, we also went to the pool most days. It was a lifesaver in the heat, a great way for the kids to burn off some energy. We are really lucky. The town that we're closest to, it's only about 5 minutes away from us, has a really great pool. It's got, you know, a bigger one and then a smaller one for the little kids and everything. And it didn't tend to get that busy, especially if we got there early when it first opened, like around 10 o'clock on those hot days. A lot of the time we'd actually have the pool to ourselves for, I don't know, an hour or so. And then if you went sort of later in the evening when they were open late till, I think they were open till like 7:30. And yeah, the boys just thought that was great, you know, having this whole big pool to themselves. So that was really good, get them out of the house, but not having to travel far or make great plans or actually even plan it ahead. Like Steam would literally walk in the door and say, look, I've got an hour or so. Do you want to take him into the pool? As much as I enjoyed the break, the back to school season comes around and it's always filled with anxiety for me between getting everything ready, organizing schedules, making sure the kids are prepared. It's all a little overwhelming. And I don't know, I'm the anxious mum, so those back to school nerves are there for me. But the kids were excited, also a little nervous. We had a bumpy start to the year for a couple of them, but they're pretty settled in now. We go to a great school, they're really supportive and everything like that. And can we also just make a note of the cost involved at the start of the school year? Uniforms, shoes, new runners, lunchboxes, drink bottles. Like, my gosh, does it accumulate really quickly, especially when you have three kids and they grow out of school shoes and uniforms and everything. So literally it's new stuff every single year and it is expensive. So there's also that to factor in the back to school journey. On a more personal note, I've started a new health journey this year and I'm diving deep into all the things. So working with a personal trainer, consulting with a naturopath, even seeing a kinesiologist, sort of exploring the woo-woo side of life this year seems to be the path that I'm taking. But it feels like the right time to focus on my well-being and I'm really committed to exploring this journey for the long haul. So stick around and follow along with this one. I'll be sharing things as it goes along. In terms of the farm and things, Steve and I recently went to the Australian Dairy Conference up on the Gold Coast. Fantastic spot to have it, and I think it drew a lot of people there. I think there was something around 600 attendees that went. I heard from some incredible speakers who shared such valuable insights, and it was inspiring, and I'm hoping to have a few of the amazing women I met there as guests on the podcast in the future, so stay tuned for that. But I can't say how important it is to get off the farm and attend these events and network with people and get new ideas. And even if it's one thing, like, you know, that's going to sort of change the way you run your operation or the way you live your life on a daily basis, there's always some sort of knowledge to be gained by attending these sorts of events. Then I also had the opportunity to speak at the Gippsland Red Meat Conference, all about my experience as a woman in agriculture and saying I'm a farmer too. And when do we get to say that we're a farmer or a farm wife or that we just help out or what our role is and the changing nature of women in agriculture? And I have to say, I absolutely loved it. There's something about sharing my story that feels really empowering. And it's made me realize that speaking might be something I want to explore in the future. So again, stay tuned. There's lots of stay tuned this year. I feel that this is a year of momentum and movement and all the changes and all the progress and everything like that. In between everything else, I've been diving into motherhood studies with Dr. Sophie Brock. She has a motherhood studies certification that I'm doing. It's been eye-opening and has really deepened my understanding of what it means to be a mother, the difference between mother, motherhood. There's real distinctions that I never considered before. And I'm really looking forward to putting these studies in practice to support other rural mums on their motherhood journeys. On the farm, calving has started. Yes, we are back to calving time again. How does it get here so quickly? But yeah, to say things have been busy is an understatement. The early mornings, the long days, they can be exhausting. There's just always something so rewarding about calving time. It is my favorite. Just all those Nuna little babies in the shed and knowing how much care and effort is going into them, and then being able to watch them grow and just take their journey into joining the milking herd. And it's just, I don't know, it's my favorite part about the dairy farm, to be honest. And so at the moment, I think I've got, let me think. I fed them this morning, but there's so many of them. I think there's around 70 in the shed at the moment. Just a few. But yeah, that's really fun. Final update. The new farm is still very much a work in progress. There's a lot to do. And I think it's just a lesson in patience and persistence. But with anything in farming, the rewards in the journey, even when it feels like things aren't moving as fast as you would like. So we're still trying to build fences and put in water troughs and all that sort of thing because there wasn't anything there. So we're doing cut and carry back to the home farm, which is creating a lot of extra work, but it's just part of the process and it's what has to happen until we get all the fences built. December and January were just absolutely chaotic, but in all the best ways. It was filled with long sun-soaked days at the pool, holiday family gatherings, the full-on rush of getting ready for back to school. But in the midst of all this, I found myself needing to step back, slow down, take a breather. This break ended up being a lot longer than I planned, but I'm coming back with a fresh perspective and a few important lessons that I think many of you will relate to. So let's talk about what I learnt over the break. And this really comes back to expectations. When I took this break, it wasn't part of the plan. I had this grand vision of what the holidays would look like. I'd be this super organized mum who had all my podcasts pre-recorded, my Instagram content batched and scheduled. The house would be spotless and everything would be running smoothly. Is anyone else laughing at this point? Because saying all those things, I feel I should have just laughed at myself. Yeah, life had other plans. Between family staying with us, the boys being home full-time, and the never-ending farm tasks, I found myself overwhelmed and falling behind at every area. The perfectionist in me wanted to keep pushing through to try and meet these expectations I'd set for myself. But the reality was it just wasn't possible. There was a moment where it all hit me and I was trying to get the 10th load of washing done for the day, trying to keep up with everything. Trying to get podcasts out, trying to do my jobs on the farm, and I realized that I wasn't present with my family at all. I was there physically, but mentally I was a million miles away, thinking about the never-ending to-do list of things. That's when I had a choice to make. I could keep chasing those unrealistic expectations, or I could be present for what mattered most. And really, the choice here is simple. I chose to let go of some of the things I'd planned and just focus on being there for my family. The lesson here? We set ourselves up for failure when we create these impossible standards. As mums, farm wives, women trying to do it all, we think we have to be perfect in every role. But the truth is it doesn't work that way. It's messy, it's unpredictable, and sometimes things just don't go as planned, and that's okay. Now, I want to say that even though the boys have been back at school for a month now, and seriously, how the heck did that happen? How is today the 1st of March? I still haven't got an episode out. Life has just been busy, and honestly, some days it felt like I'd lost my momentum. And then I listened to a podcast from my friend Emily on her Gathering Growth podcast. If you haven't listened to her yet, go check her out. She was actually the first guest that I had here on Cultivate Contentment. And I will put a link to that episode and to her podcast in the show notes. But this episode was titled, do hard things, stop waiting for ideal conditions to start living. And it was the kick up the butt that I needed to get myself moving again. Emily's message really hit home for me. I realized that I'd been making excuses. And let's be real, making excuses is often a lot easier than doing the thing. And we all do it at some point. But sometimes you just have to take that first step, even when it feels so hard. And the thing was, I'd already taken the step. I'd launched the podcast. It was already out in the world. But restarting something after a break can feel even harder than starting it in the first place. I was making excuses for why I couldn't get an episode out. And I thought, I'll get an episode out when things slow down, or I'll record when I'm feeling more organized. But in reality, life doesn't always give us that perfect moment. And in farming, especially when things never go to plan, when you have kids who have meltdowns and moments and then calving starts and there's all sorts of drama, and suddenly you're behind on everything you'd planned for the day or the week. But if I kept letting those things stop me from getting an episode out, then I was never going to get one out again. So I've come to realize that it's okay to let go of expectations. It's okay if everything doesn't get done when we think it should. Sometimes it's about setting expectations, which are realistic, and realizing when you've got yourself stuck in a little groove, when you're sitting in your little safe place and you go, I think that's too hard. And you just start making excuse after excuse for why you can't get there. Because the fact of it is, sometimes it is hard, and it's really hard to get back into the swing of something that you've let go. Getting back into the swing of things doesn't mean you have to pick up exactly where you left off. Sometimes it's just about taking that first small step forward, whether it's recording a podcast episode, starting a new habit, organizing your day. Doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to start. Taking action is what really matters. So if you're feeling like you've lost momentum or you're stuck, remember that it's okay to lower your expectations and give yourself the grace to begin again. And if you're struggling to get going, maybe check out Emily's podcast, because it sure gave me the push I needed. In these expectations, there's also the element of perfectionism, which I definitely struggle with. And it brings me to a lesson that's been on my mind recently, one that I've had to remind myself of often, because I was talking to my boys the other day about going back to school, and they were a little bit anxious. They had all these worries about not being good enough, about not getting things right. And I told them, it's okay. You're there to learn. You're not expected to be perfect. You're just expected to grow and improve. And it made me think, when do we stop learning? When did we, as adults, decide that we should know everything, that we should have it all figured out? When did we say to ourselves, I'm a grown-up, I know everything I need to know, and I'm going to be good at everything, and I'm going to be able to do everything, and it's all going to look perfect? Instead of saying, okay, life's still a journey, and I'm still going to keep learning as I go. That is why it won't always be perfect, because we are still just learning as we go. I had a conversation with a younger farm wife recently. She's juggling kids, farm duties, and everything in between, and she asked me for advice. And I told her something that I wish I could tell myself more often. I said, lower your expectations of what a day looks like. It's okay if you don't get as much done as you planned. It doesn't have to be perfect. You're one toddler meltdown away from your whole day going out the window, and that's normal. I found it so easy to give her that advice, but then I realized I'm so hard on myself. I tell others it's okay to let go of these expectations, these dreams of perfection, but then I beat myself up when I don't meet my own impossible standards. We're all learning constantly. And when we accept that, it becomes easier to let go of perfectionism. It's about embracing growth and progress rather than expecting ourselves to have everything under control all the time. A change of mindset goes a long way. Instead of focusing on what didn't go as planned, I've started asking myself, what did I learn from today? How can I approach tomorrow differently? It's a small shift, but it's made a big difference in how I see daily challenges. If you've been feeling this pressure to be perfect, I encourage you to have a go at shifting your mindset too. You're still learning, just like your kids. You're growing, and you're not meant to have it all figured out all the time. Let go of that perfectionism and focus on the progress, no matter how small. So to wrap things up, these past few months have been a real learning experience for me. I've learned the importance of rest. Again, I think this is something I need to relearn fairly often. The need to let go of those unrealistic expectations and how a change in mindset can help us break free from perfectionism. Life is messy. It's unpredictable. It's full of lessons. I'd love to hear from you. What's one small step you're taking this week to get back into your routine or let go of some of the pressure you've been putting on yourself or getting back into the swing of something that you've let go? Head over to my Instagram, leave me a comment, send me a message. I'd really like to know. Until next time, take care of yourselves and remember, it's in those little moments that we start to cultivate the contentment we're all searching for. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Cultivate Contentment. I hope you found inspiration and practical tips to help you on your journey towards a more contented life. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing or following the podcast on your favorite platform. And don't forget to leave a review to let me know your thoughts. For more content and community support, be sure to follow on Instagram at Grounded Farmwife. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Together, we can continue to cultivate contentment in our lives. Until next time, take care and stay grounded.